You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, Amanda Dixon with the morning off. Our top story this hour continues to be BYU men's basketball coach Mark Pope expecting to leave the Cougars for a job at one of college basketball's most iconic schools. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Tim, according to multiple national reports, Mark Pope is expected to become the next head coach at Kentucky. Pope won a national championship with the Wildcats as a player in 1996 and recently told the program, The Field of 68, after dark, his thoughts on his alma mater.
And I would love to play Kentucky because I want to beat him. That doesn't mean I don't love him. I love him like crazy. I love him in my soul.
CBS Sports is reporting the school has offered Pope a five-year deal worth $5.5 million before incentives, which would make him one of the highest-paid coaches in the nation. He spent the last five seasons with BYU leading the Cougars to two trips to the NCAA tournament. There's already a short list of potential replacements for Pope in Provo. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has that part of the story. Michael?
Adam, KSL Sports threw that one together, among which are coaches who have Big 12 experience, including UNLV's assistant coach Barrett Peary and Houston assistant Casey Beard. Others are Utah natives, like the Phoenix Suns' Kevin Young and high school coaching star Quincy Lewis. Now, top of their list is Cal's Mark Mad Dog Madsen, who led UVU's Wolverines to an NIT semifinal appearance in Madison Square Garden two seasons ago, and Utah's assistant coach Chris Burgess, who worked as an assistant to Pope for three seasons beforehand. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
I had a chance this morning to speak with WLEX sports director Keith Farmer in Lexington, Kentucky, to give us an idea on how Kentucky fans are feeling about the Mark Pope news.
Some of them are a little upset. They feel like the administration went from having these lofty goals of getting Dan Hurley, who's won back-to-back national championships, throwing as much money as they could to him, making him the highest paid coach in all of college athletics, to all of a sudden they go to Mark Pope, who has coached for 9 years, of Division I basketball, but doesn't quite have the track record of some of the people they were going after.
Farmer does say many Kentucky fans don't know much about Pope's coaching career here out west, since many of the BYU games are often late at night for them. We could find out any day now if the Arizona Coyotes hockey team is going to be making the move to Salt Lake City. And for the first time, the Coyotes head coach is addressing all of the speculation. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter.
Tim, Coyotes coach Andre Turney says the relocation rumors are distracting the players, but he says another group has it tougher.
31 staff member who don't have a contract for next year. Those guys have family. Some are divorced. Some, their kids are in Phoenix.
Turney says these staff members have a hard choice ahead about whether to stay or to follow the team. Still, Turney says this is just part of the game.
Next year, whatever is our team situation in Phoenix or elsewhere, we will have to go through other distractions.
ESPN reports the team could start as early as next year in Utah. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The U.S. House is right now debating an extension of the U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA.
The measure reforms and extends the warrantless surveillance program for two more years. A five-year reauthorization was blocked by GOP opponents earlier this week. The House is weighing whether to require warrants when the FBI searches the vast collection for data on Americans. That amendment is backed by civil libertarians on the left and conservatives on the right. But the White House opposes the change, saying it would create a backlog in a highly valuable intelligence program.
ABC Stephen Portnoy will be bringing us updates on the vote as they happen over the next couple of hours. Also developing this hour, less than 30 minutes ago, the White House approved another $7.4 billion in student debt relief for nearly 277,000 borrowers. Seven states, however, suing to block the administration's plan. Those states include Missouri, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, North Dakota, Ohio, and Oklahoma. Time for first look traffic as we go back to Andy.
And right now, traffic on I-15 struggling down at the south end as you come through Murray around 53rd South. We've got a crash at the near the I-80 turnoff in Salt Lake, not the South Salt Lake one, the one that'll take you to the airport, with vehicles on the right and left side. Still have 201 backups as well through West Valley starting around 5600 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah law enforcement agencies will focus on cracking down on distracted drivers this weekend, meaning you might see more officers on the roads. Here's KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
The Utah Highway Patrol says so far this year, 943 crashes and 2 deaths have been attributed to distracted driving as the cause. UHP says they see a lot of people on their cell phones texting or changing their music. That's why there's a nationwide campaign to stop distracted driving called Put Your Phone Away or Pay. Fines can start at $100, but law enforcement officers believe that's better than costing you a life.
44 Utah law enforcement agencies will be out on the road in full force through Sunday, specifically watching out for distracted drivers. The International Olympic Committee will wrap up their venue tour here in Utah this weekend. Commission Chairman Carl Stross visited the Olympic Park in Park City and Soldier Hollow yesterday and says the committee was amazed that the 2002 venues are still used to this day.
We could feel also the spirit from the people here. They bring it to the different venues and they talk about 2002 and what they are doing in the 22 years. And it is incredible.
Today, the committee visits the Snow Basin Resort and the Utah Olympic Oval in Kearns. Well, the Utah Jazz snapped a 13-game losing streak last night, meaning they finished the season with a winning record at home. The shorthanded Jazz beat the Houston Rockets by 3 points. The Jazz now finish out the season on the road against the Clippers and the Warriors. Then the offseason begins, which could bring some major changes to the roster. We've got breaking news here on KSL on our top story that we've been talking about all morning. Randall joins me here in studio.
Yeah, Tim, Kentucky has just made it official. They have named Mark Pope as their new head basketball coach. I have a very lengthy press release I just printed out from the school that they just posted on their website. One quote here says, "Mark Pope not only brings an impressive record in 9 years as a head coach, but also a love of the University of Kentucky and a complete understanding of what our program means to the people of our state." So once again, Kentucky has made it official. Mark Pope is their new basketball coach.
Yeah, and I said this morning, mixed emotions, because as much as Cougar fans love this guy, if you're Mark Pope and you know his Kentucky background, you don't pass up this opportunity.
Right, and even while at BYU, he has often expressed his love for Kentucky, his playing days there, the national championship they won. So, yeah, not a big surprise that with the amount of money they're throwing at him, he's going to take that job.
All right, Randall, thanks for being on top of this. I just noticed on Kentucky Athletics X account, it says, "Welcome home, Coach Mark Pope, named officially as the 23rd head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats." There you go. We'll check traffic next.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I am listening for the traffic.
I'll always know if somebody's going to be late to work.
That's often what's on when I'm driving.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.
On KSL News Radio.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Time again for traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy, so got a truck off in the left-hand lane there, don't we?
Yeah, that's on North 15 in downtown Salt Lake, right before the turnoff to I-80 that'll take you out to the airport. And so there's a little bit of slowing coming up on that stretch because we have vehicles on the right and left. And we still have some northbound slowdowns on I-15 near 5300 South in Murray. If you're heading east from Magna on the 21st South Freeway, you're going to hit the brakes a little bit after 5600 West, but it's clear by the time you hit the Bangor exit. Heather?
We do have a bit of congestion on Harrison Boulevard in Ogden, but the biggest issue is actually traffic lights that are not working at the intersection of 24th Street and I-15. You do have police on scene directing traffic. Just follow their directions. The good news is if you actually get onto a freeway, you're not going to have any delays north, south, east, or west. Eric?
2100 North in Lehigh is getting busy once again for eastbounders, both going to 2300 West, and then past that, some slowing heading over to the entrance ramps to I-15 and Redwood Road, northbound, southbound, just south of the Porter Rockwell intersection. That's getting a little bit busy. Fortunately, I-15 traffic moving at a normal rate from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's a 20-minute drive. Murdoch Hyundai, home of Tucson SEL, lease for only $375. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A small storm that makes a move for the West Coast today will put us under southerly flow, and it'll bump those temperatures into the upper 70s today, forecasting a high of 79. Little breezy, mostly sunny. Tomorrow, 76, then we drop to 67, partly cloudy on Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in Salt Lake City with the sunshine, let me just refresh. Not starting to warm up just yet. It is 57 degrees downtown. Debbie's going to join me here in a minute. There's a bill aimed at making Utah schools safer that has been signed into law. I don't know the details of it, but we'll check in with Deb next and find out what's coming on the Dave and Dujanovic preview coming up, or Dave and Dujanovic show coming up at the top of the hour. Remember to watch for streaming, listen to a streaming at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, that's 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.copac.us.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and there's a good chance you've heard me talking about our free furnace sale. The one where you buy a new air conditioner and we give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. Well, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending the sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, and once I think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads. So don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. The main reason we do this sale is to give you an incentive to help us keep our guys busy when the weather's mild. And thanks to your help, we're able to keep our guys and keep growing. So if your furnace and air conditioner are ready to be replaced, you owe it to yourself to at least schedule a free estimate and get all the details about our free furnace sale. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's official. BYU head coach Mark Pope is leaving the Cougars to become the next head coach at Kentucky. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the International Olympic Committee will wrap up their venue tour here in Utah this weekend. Today, they'll visit Snow Basin Resort and the Utah Olympic Oval in Kearns. Third, a look at the drive with traffic and weather together.
Well, those delays are still coming into downtown near the 600 South exit because of a crash just past that near the turn to I-80. We also have slowdown switching from I-15 to I-80, and we still have some SR-201 backups out near Bangor Highway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of Southerly Flow today, we'll be flirting with 80 in Salt Lake. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 57, and a quick look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It is believed that the House will vote today on the reauthorization of FISA, the bill that lets the Intelligence Committee listen in on the communications of foreign nationals overseas. The head of the FBI insists it must be renewed to keep Americans safe. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The measure reforms and extends the warrantless surveillance program for two more years. A five-year reauthorization was blocked by GOP opponents earlier this week. The House is weighing whether to require warrants when the FBI searches the vast collection for data on Americans. That amendment is backed by civil libertarians on the left and conservatives on the right. But the White House opposes the change, saying it would create a backlog in a highly valuable intelligence program.
From coast to coast, a lot of Americans are finding it difficult to get hold of many of the prescription medications they need. ABC's Eva Pilgrim with more on who's most affected.
We are seeing a nationwide shortage, now hitting a record high with more than 320 medications listed in low supply. Diabetes drugs, some antibiotics, cancer treatments, ADHD and injectable medications among those that are hard to find. About one in three hospitals reporting they've had to skip, delay, or use less medication due to supply gaps.
Some reasons for the problem, supply and demand problems that began in the pandemic, and the fact that low-cost generic drugs aren't as profitable for drug makers, so they're manufacturing fewer of them. Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona today, talking about the state Supreme Court's move this week, upholding a law from the 1860s, banning almost all abortions.
With the vast majority of Americans saying abortion should be legal in all or most cases, the Biden campaign is hoping the issue will drive voters to the polls in November. But in the meantime, women and health care providers across Arizona are left scrambling.
Lawmakers in Germany have passed a law making it easier for transgender people to change their names and gender in official records. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, Dave and Dujanovic coming up top of the hour, but Deb's here now. Tell us about this bill that just got signed into law.
The new school safety law in Utah, it is a very, very sweeping law that'll require school districts to take several steps, Tim. KSL 5 Television's Daniel Woodruff has done some excellent reporting on this. He was also a guest on KSL at Night last night with host Greg Skordis and walked the listeners through what this would require. And I did not know all of the aspects of this bill. It's sweeping. We've talked about guardians in schools, and it would require at least an armed guard, whether that's a police officer or security guard or a school employee, to become a guardian at the school in all schools. We've talked about the silent panic buttons that would be required to be in classrooms as well in case of an emergency, for example, an active shooter in the school. Of course, this is all designed to protect from kids from those types of horrific incidents. But what I didn't know was this aspect of it, a requirement for there to be ballistic glass film on many of the windows at at least on the first level of the school. And the Granite School District's come out publicly and said that is so expensive, $25 a square foot, it may be cost prohibitive for a lot of schools to do this. We're going to take a deeper look at the total costs that this could potentially pass on to taxpayers today.
All right. Look forward to that conversation coming up. David Dujanovic, starting at the top of the hour. It's 8:19. Time for the drive. Check of the drive here, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy, they're going to move that truck out of the way finally.
Yeah, that's right. At the that's the HOV lane exit to downtown off of I-15 northbound at 400 South. But because of where it is and what's going on, we've got slowdowns that are stretching back past 1300 South. We've also got delays switching off from I-15 on to eastbound 80 in South Salt Lake. So doesn't matter which I-80 you want to switch to, you're going to run into some kind of delay from I-15. It does look better, though, on the 201 freeway out in Magna, finally. Heather?
No delays on the major freeways in Weber and Davis counties, including U.S. 89, Legacy Parkway, I-84 through the mountains. But we do have congestion on some of the city streets. Mostly they're the larger streets, especially when lights turn red. You'll see back up there. And the power is still out at 24th Street and I-15, and police are directing traffic. Eric?
Problem-free right now on I-80 through Parley's Canyon. We did have a stalled semi kind of making a little bit of a problem earlier on the eastbound side going through Lambs Canyon, but they've moved that off the road, and right now you've got a clear path out to the Kimball Junction exit. And so far this morning, no major delays getting into Park City, either southbound on 224 or westbound on Currents Boulevard. Don't miss the Bedrock Quartz bonus cash event. Get 8% same as cash allowance or 12-month 0% financing on any purchase over $3,000. Including countertop sinks and more. Visit bedrockquartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, mostly sunny today with a high of 79. That'll fall 2 degrees short of a record for the date set back in 1936. Breezy out of the south today. 76 tomorrow, sunny, partly cloudy, 67 on Sunday, a little breezy. Mostly cloudy, 59 on Monday. And then working into next week, lots of clouds, maybe some showers are possible Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, we dry out, warm up to 56. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Still 57 degrees in Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. All right, here's the latest shoe to drop in the Mark Pope story this morning, and it's happening fast and furious. So Kentucky comes out and announces officially that Mark Pope is their next head coach for the Wildcats. The speculation, and if you were listening last half hour, you heard my conversation with Mitch Harper. The speculation was that Mark Madsen, who had moved from Utah down to Cal, might be the leading candidate for that job. So at 8:09, like minutes after Kentucky made their decision, a post on X from Mark Madsen. He says, "On behalf of myself and Hannah, his wife, we want to thank every single member of the Cal community for our unconditional love and support this year. We have felt welcomed and embraced. Gratitude would be an understatement. We love Cal and the Bay Area. We are excited and fully committed to the future here at Cal." It's a fairly lengthy X post, and you can see it for yourself at Madsen_Mark. But he doesn't pull any punches. He's going to be the coach of the Cal Bears. So take that name off the potential coaching list for the BYU Cougars, and start looking elsewhere down the line. This is going to be fun to watch over the next couple of days, and we'll be doing it for you here on KSL.
Utah, it's Toy Hauler Month at all three Paris RV locations. We've gathered three of our top-selling toy haulers and are blowing them out to you this month for the same price you choose. Get the 2024 XLR Boost, the Open Range 25TH, or the Cherokee 24 RRT. Your choice, $29,995 or $304 per month. That's right, a toy hauler for only $29,995. Go to ParisRV.com.
It's Toy Hauler Madness at Paris RV.
Paris RV is your locally owned, family-run RV dealership. We strive hard to find the very best RVs for the price. With four locations, over 1,000 RVs in stock, 42 service bays, and four super parts stores, we're sure to help take your family on the best RV vacation. Check out our perfect family bunkhouse trailer, the 26BH, that sleeps nine, for $19,995 or $227 a month, zero down. Life is short. Enjoy it. North Murray, South Murray, Payson, and Pocatello. ParisRV.com.
This spring, get your lawn off to a good start with Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Greener grass using less water. Spread it or spray it. Revive. It works.
A fiduciary has the regulatory obligation to put your best interest first. Trajan Wealth is a financial fiduciary for your investments. With Trajan Wealth, the more you make, the more we make. Our interests are aligned. Most other financial advisors are brokers held to a lesser standard and are paid an upfront commission to sell you something. Call Trajan Wealth 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
My name is Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. The chaos at our southern border is a national emergency. We can fix the border, but not with politicians who are more worried about their own political future than America's future. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Investment bank Morgan Stanley is pledging $20 million to his children's mental health initiative. The company will donate the money to nonprofit groups that carry out research and programs focused on youth mental health. Design clothing rental website Rent the Runway is blowing up on Wall Street. The shares rose more than 220% after the owner said it would be using AI to grow in 2024. It only went public a few years ago, back in 2021. Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The markets have been struggling and continue that way right now. We just crossed over a loss of 300 on the Dow. That is more than 0.75%. The S&P is down 42, which is 0.8. The NASDAQ closing in on a loss now of another full percentage point. It's off 156. Northbound slowing on I-15 from the turnoff to 201 highway up to a crash around 500 south near downtown. We'll check that spot next.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, it's never good news.
My name is Jim. So I went through a difficult time with a divorce. Then the economy crashed. I was out of work. Combination of the way that my ex-wife was filing the tax returns caused mine to get rejected, and I found myself in a difficult situation that I didn't know how to get out of.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I could not believe that it was even possible. I had hoped for something. Never dreamt in my wildest dreams he would get what he got.
You need someone to fight for you.
We owed $80,300 and something, and I paid $1,000.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
It was incredible. Do yourself a favor. Call Jordan Wilcox.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
April in Utah means warmer temps, spring runoff, and yes, road work. For every spring surprise, rely on KSL News Radio. Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon cover what happened overnight from 5 to 9. Dave and Debbie and Boyd Matheson have in-depth conversation during the day. And Jeff Kaplan takes you home with his trademark Minute of News. All season, every day.
We have you covered
on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy?
I-15 still slow coming into downtown from an earlier crash at the 400 South exit. That's still our only freeway delay through the valley. Now we've got a crash in Taylorsville, 40th West and 5400 South. It's just a little bit west of Bangor Highway. Although I'm seeing a bigger delay on 4700 South near Bangor than 54th right now. Heather?
The biggest issue in Weber and Davis County are the traffic lights that are not working on 24th Street right at I-15. You've got police on the scene directing traffic. Just follow their directions. And it's most of the city streets that have the congestion, mostly when lights turn red for the lights that are working. Southbound I-15 still at speed 30 minutes or less from Ogden to Salt Lake.
Eric.
I-15 in Utah County is cruising along at a normal pace, northbound from Provost University Avenue up to Point of the Mountain. That's a 20-minute drive. Over on the 215 eastbound, no problems heading north, and I-80 through Parley's Canyon at a good pace. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
I continue to be surprised with the expected high today that sun hasn't started to warm things up just yet. 79 eventually here along the Wasatch Front. Sunny and 76 tomorrow. Really just a picture-perfect day, even Sunday. A few more clouds, but the highs will drop a little bit to 67. It's 57 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30. And our top story this half hour, controversial Utah State Board of Education member Natalie Klein's political future could come down to a vote tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has a preview of this weekend's convention.
Natalie Klein is going into the Salt Lake Republican nominating convention tomorrow with three times less cash than her opponent, Amanda Bollinger. The Salt Lake Tribune reports some of the biggest supporters for Bollinger are Utah's governor and lieutenant governor, who together have donated $6,000 to her campaign. They and other leaders called for Klein to resign after she appeared to imply a high school athlete was transgender online. Klein's also betting it all on the convention, where she's going to need 40% of delegates to swing her way if she wants to be on the primary ballot come June. Meanwhile, the stakes are much lower for Bollinger, who has already made it to the primary through signature gathering. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A Roy High School student has been taken into custody now after police say they found a loaded gun on them at school yesterday. Here's KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Roy police say the school had to be placed on a brief hold status while the school resource officer and administrators contacted the boy in his classroom and that they found the loaded gun in the 15-year-old's waistband. In an interview with the boy and his parents, police say they learned the gun belonged to his father, but he got it out of their locked safe without them knowing. He was eventually booked into Weber County Detention. Police say it only took minutes from the time they received the anonymous tip to get the student and the gun into custody. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Here's another update on the breaking news this hour involving BYU basketball coach Mark Pope. Kentucky this hour made it official that Pope has been named as their new men's basketball coach. BYU also just posted on their athletic department website thanking Coach Pope for his 5 years in Provo and wishing him well with the Wildcats. Now our top national stories this hour. The amount of money police say was stolen by baseball star Shohei Ohtani's interpreter just keeps rising.
Federal authorities charging the former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani with stealing more than $16 million to pay off gambling debts, clearing the Los Angeles Dodger of any wrongdoing. Authorities say Ipe Mizuhara committed fraud on a massive scale, acting as Ohtani's de facto manager, alleging he helped Ohtani, who didn't speak English, set up a U.S. bank account where his multi-million dollar salary was deposited, the interpreter later impersonating Ohtani to steal from that account.
ABC's Victor Akendo says the interpreter is expected to surrender to police at some point today. There's a proposal before the Salt Lake City Council to ban gas stations from being located close to parks. Details now from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
The new proposal from the Planning Commission would require gasoline storage tanks be at least 350 feet from waterways, parks, and any open space an acre or larger. According to online news site BuildingSaltLake.com, the proposal is a reaction to Iowa-based fuel retailer Come & Go purchasing a property near the northwest corner of the Sugar House Park Pond.
The Planning Commission passed the proposed ban on a unanimous vote. The husband of social media influencer Ruby Frankie is suing her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt. Kevin Frankie is suing Hildebrandt for extreme emotional distress and damages with the exact amount to be determined at trial. Frankie and Hildebrandt were recently convicted of child abuse. The man accused of multiple hit and runs against women has been charged again. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher is following the investigation.
Now facing 9 attempted homicide charges between the 6 hit-and-run crashes. In the one outside Laurie's house, the woman suffered a brain bleed and concussion.
He needs to be off the streets. Definitely.
The alleged hit-and-runs took place around Salt Lake County, and there's cases being investigated now in Summit County. Let's get that first look traffic check, Andy. That accident in Taylorsville looks a little awkward.
Yeah, it looks like somebody ran into a light pole and somebody else. There's some debris in the road. 5400 South, 4015 West in the intersection. Northbound is pinched the most, but there's also a westbound right lane blocked. I-15 still having some slow spots turning to I-80 eastbound, but the earlier crash we had coming into downtown at the 4th South exit looks like that's finally cleared. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah, turns out, has the largest nursing shortage in the country, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Associate Dean for Undergraduate Nursing at Western Governors University, Kim Kelly-Cortez, says it's concerning.
There are a lot of things that bubble up to the surface that really become more heavily impacted when we start seeing a lower nurse-to-population ratio.
A nursing shortage can mean longer wait times, more expensive health care, and hospitals that just can't open all their beds to patients because they don't have the staff that they need. A Utah congressman says a group of bills should help open up the great outdoors here in Utah.
What we're looking at here is the Explore Act from Representative John Curtis. There's four other bills that went through as well. And these benefit outdoor accessibility, protect access to rock climbing zones, and identify and track out potential long-distance bike trails. It also helps national parks determine where to improve their internet and cellular service. Representative Curtis tells the Deseret News the effort, quote, reflects our dedication to Utah's majestic landscape, close quote. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Good news here. The Weber County Animal Shelter is back open following that outbreak of parvovirus. And remember the story of a dog named Oliver who was fighting for his life? Turns out he's making some big improvements.
After a two-week quarantine, Lisa Weiss with Weber County Animal Service confirmed all dogs have been cleared for adoption.
We're really happy to say that our quarantine is over. No other dogs turned up with parvo. Everybody looks healthy, and we're ready for adoption.
Weiss emphasized the need for those wanting to adopt to come through. Because the quarantine caused a pause in adoptions, there's a lot of dogs ready to come home. For those wanting an update on Oliver,
I thank them all for their support. We had a wonderful outturn with Oliver, who is still at the vet's office. He's doing well, but I can't thank them enough. They've come together for us, and we really appreciate it.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
We're supposed to be wrapping up this morning drive, but crashes just keep popping up. Washington and 24th in Ogden, and that one we were just talking about in Taylorsville, 54th just west of Bangor. We'll check those two spots next.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
A wise sage once said, "A home is a work in progress." Obviously, a sage who lived in a three-bedroom fixer-upper. When you own a home, you know you're going to personalize it to make it yours. Which makes good business sense as well when it's time to sell. So start with the folks who can make the magic happen. Hercules Credit Union. A Hercules Credit Union home equity line of credit is just 3.99% for 6 months, which means let the changes begin. Invest in the maintenance projects you've been putting off. Going solar, remodeling the bathrooms, building a new deck, or maybe adding another bedroom as the family grows. Hercules will loan up to 80% loan to value on your home. There's no origination fees either, and it's as simple as using your Visa card for easy access to funds. Get details now at HerculesCU.com. HerculesCU.com. Hercules Credit Union. Growing stronger together. Rates based on approved credit. Equal housing lender. All accounts insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America is offering an incredible deal. We'll pay the sales tax on every hot tub, swim spa, infrared sauna, and cold plunge sold. Now through April 15th, say goodbye to pesky extra charges and hello to unbeatable savings. We're your local hotspot for hot tubs, swim spas, infrared saunas, and cold plunge. We're not just any store. We're two local guys dedicated to bringing you the best prices and selection around. Step into our showroom and be amazed. We have hot tubs, swim spas, and saunas in every size, color, and model imaginable. From cozy two-seaters to luxurious party-sized tubs and the largest showroom of swim spas. When you buy local, you're not just getting a great deal, you're getting top-notch service too. With our in-house service technician, help is just a phone call away. Because we believe in making your hot tub and swim spa experience as magical as possible. Hot Tub Factory Outlet, conveniently located next to Cowabunga Bay and Backyards of America in Sandy.
KSL News Time, 8:39, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. How are we looking, Andy?
And traffic on I-15 is back to the full speed limit from Draper to downtown. We've got a crash in Taylorsville, 5400 South, 4015 West. That's right next to Bangor, causing more of a northbound, westbound slowdown than anything else. But if you're on 4700 South, that's pretty backed up between 40th West and Bangor because of the road work. Heather?
We did have a crash in Ogden. This was on Washington Boulevard at 24th Street, blocking a left lane. But that is cleared out, so all the lanes are open now, and you don't have any delays. Where you still have a problem, though, is off just off of I-15 at 24th Street. The traffic lights are not working, but you do have police on the scene directing traffic, so that causes a little bit of backup from time to time. The freeways are all moving at speed right now. Eric?
Some of the city streets in Utah County getting busier. Timpanogos Highway, that's SR-92, moving west, east from Highland into Cedar Hills. And then you've got some northbound slowing University Avenue in Provo from 300 South up to 800 North. Same thing from 300 South to Center Street if you're over on 500 West. And then you've got your usual spots of slowing eastbound from Redwood Road over to the freeway, both on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North, north of Utah Lake. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got some feel-good Friday weather. 79 today, sunny skies, and breezy out of the south. Enjoy. 53 overnight, mild. 76 tomorrow with sunny skies. We'll work into Sunday, partly cloudy, cooler, 67. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
I'm just going to give it a quick refresh here and see if we change. Here it comes. 59 degrees now in Salt Lake City. All right, so BYU has posted on their athletic department website thanks to Coach Pope for his 5 years in Provo and wishing him well in Kentucky. So it's official. We're going to kind of take a deep breath here and take another look at all of the developments of the morning when it comes to the vacancy that is now more and more apparent at BYU for a head basketball coach. More on that coming up in just a minute. Stay with me. Remember to watch for us and listen for us streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
You wouldn't know it, but most financial advisors are put in a box. I'm Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want to provide you a little insight about financial advisors. Most financial advisors have to sell what their company requires them to sell, and many advisors have to only adhere to what's called a suitability standard. A suitability standard is a limited standard of care, not requiring what's sold to be best, just suitable. Advisors with this loose standard often have limited investment and product selection. Trajan Wealth is held to a fiduciary standard, which is the highest standard of care in the advisory business. And that's just one of the many reasons we have billions of dollars under our care and attract clients from other advisors. Raise your standards today and call Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Jazz fans, secure your seats for the next NBA season by getting season tickets. Season ticket members get special perks like team store discounts, savings on in-arena concessions, and more. Be there for every moment during the 2024-25 season by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK today. 801-355-DUNK. Let's go, Jazz.
This Friday from 10 to 1, the movie show comes to Sound Sleep Medical. But first, take the time to learn about a better night's rest. Sound Sleep Medical delivers oral appliance therapy that treats sleep apnea without the use of CPAP machines. They're professionally fit, warranted, and covered by most major medical insurance. End the days of a poor night's sleep. Sound Sleep Medical will help. Call Sound Sleep Medical at 801-716-8672 for details. Sound Sleep Medical.
Dave and Dijanovic.
You may not be interested in everything we talk about, but I guarantee you listen for 3 hours, we're going to hit several things.
Everything from politics to how the economy is impacting your family's pocketbook.
Listen for Dave and Dijanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 845. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah State Board of Education member Natalie Klein faces a vote this weekend that could determine her political future. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, BYU is starting the search for a new men's head basketball coach. Kentucky officially named Mark Pope as their head coach this hour. Third, traffic and weather together.
Traffic on I-15 is back to the speed limit, at least through the Salt Lake Valley. We still have a crash at 5400 South, 4015 West. And most of our freeways are looking pretty decent right now. I almost hate to say that, so I don't jinx it. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another day where we bump the temperatures. We'll be in the upper 70s. I'm Matt Johnson.
We just bumped them again. It's 60 now in Salt Lake City with our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House is now debating and is expected to vote soon on reauthorizing FISA, the law that lets intelligence agencies spy on foreign nationals overseas without obtaining a warrant. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling Congress,
it helps us find out who these terrorists are working with and what they're targeting, and we made, and it's what we need to stop them before they kill Americans.
Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Arizona today to talk about the state Supreme Court decision upholding a Civil War era law that outlaws almost all abortions in the state. Donald Trump will hold what's being billed as a news conference alongside House Speaker Mike Johnson from Mar-a-Lago this evening. On Monday, he'll be a defendant in his first criminal case. Jury selection in the Stormy Daniels hush money trial begins in New York. Baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter and best friend expected to turn himself in today on charges that he stole $16 million from the Dodger. This is ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL In-Depth. Adam Small joins me in the studio here for just a couple of minutes to kind of recap where we are with this Mark Pope situation. This broke last night, Adam, about 6 or 7 o'clock, I think. I started seeing the rumblings, and then it just spread like wildfire. Now official that Mark Pope is headed to Kentucky.
Yep, that's it. He replaces the great John Calipari, who went over to Arkansas on that huge deal that kind of also, you know, blindsided people. And yeah, this all happened really fast. Reports start coming out, ESPN, CBS Sports. I've seen them all over the place. And then, yeah, in the last hour, Kentucky and BYU both making the announcements on social media that, you know, he's headed to Kentucky. You look at, you know, his background. First off, you know, people have been hearing my story today. You know, he was a a national champion as a player at Kentucky in the mid 90s when they won their last championship.
He was a captain on that 96
team. Yeah, you know, he in that interview I pulled from, he was talking about, like, you know, all those great memories playing for that team, and how he still loves Kentucky, even though at the time in context, he was talking about, like, man, I want BYU to win because I'm coaching here, but man, I still love Kentucky. I'd love to play them and stuff like that. But what really gets me too is also like the money aspect of this. I mean, you're talking, they haven't, now Kentucky and BYU haven't made it public official, like what the deal is worth, but the reports coming in from the Sports Insiders, at least the one I saw on CBS and maybe another place or two, 5 years, reportedly $5.5 million before incentives.
Yeah, and look, if you're a coach, if you're dreaming of coaching college basketball, and the opportunity to ever go to Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, I mean, it's right there in the top three or four that a coach would hardly ever say no to. I mean, unless it's a family thing.
Exactly. Like, if you love basketball, college basketball, And especially, like, you want to be a coach. I mean, you take out the fact that he played for Kentucky back in the day. This is one of those schools that, like, you get the offer, you have to have, I feel like you have to have a better reason to say no than to say yes. Yeah. It's one of those that, like, you have to jump at it. It's a dream job for any college basketball
coach. So take that off the table for a second. In the time we have left, the question then is, where does BYU go next? I talked to Mitch Harper last hour, and one of the leading names was Mark Madsen, but I read a little bit of his ex-post a while ago, and just to read another little piece of it here, he's speaking on behalf of he and his wife, Hannah. He says, to Cal Bear alums, let's continue to build more NIL opportunities across each and every sport at Cal. As we move to the ACC, let's support the California Legends Collective. Cal is a world-class institution with world-class athletics, an honor to be part of the community. He's not going anywhere.
I mean, at least, like, it sounds like it. But, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe because obviously these reports are so early right now, maybe he and BYU haven't had a ton of conversations yet. Maybe those are still to come. And he's also been at Cal for a year, too, and I'm sure this is also a good morning where he doesn't want to just, you know, make people think he's on the way out the door. But I'm sure that if he got an offer from BYU to coach in what's, I mean, let's be honest, the best college basketball conference, especially, you know, in all of college basketball,
yeah.
I mean, he has to at least consider. I mean, maybe he's not indicating it right now, but I would be shocked if he didn't at least talk to and consider a position at BYU.
Well, and part of this has to be, too, and this has been part of your reporting this morning, that the transfer portal is opening up again, and it ends here in a couple of weeks. So no coach, not knowing what your situation, no coach wants to shut the door on possible transfers right now.
Oh, yeah, it's difficult because, I mean, if he did want to take the job, he would have to do it very quickly because you got to get your guys in, because the transfer portal is, it's the lifeblood of college sports now.
Yeah. All right. Going to be fun to watch over the next few weeks, and we'll have the latest information. You've done a great job this morning.
More madness after March, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's 8:49. Time for a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 slow coming around Point of the Mountain. In fact, from Bluffdale past Bangor, we had, I think, a crash or a vehicle broke down in traffic. Now it's over to the left just before 12300 South, but leftover slowdowns go beyond beyond it back towards Bluffdale's exit. Then closer to downtown, you're back to the full speed limit. Still have the crash at 50400 South, 4015 West. And it's blocking a couple of westbound lanes now going away from Bangor Highway. Heather?
We haven't had any delays all morning long on I-15, either northbound or southbound between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake. We're just now starting to see a little bit of crowding at the interchange of US 89 and I-84 in South Weber. And we still have the traffic lights not working on 24th Street right at I-15. So you have police on the scene directing traffic. Use caution through the area and follow their lead. Eric.
Through Provo Canyon, 189 looks good this morning if you're going out to Heber City. And along the Wasatch back, US 40, no problems at the moment. Northbound from Heber up to Park City, I-80 through Parley's Canyon also looking good. Down Utah County, I-15 cruising along without any major problems. City streets in Provo, 500 West, University Avenue in both cases, from 300 South up to 800 North. That's getting a little bit busy. Replenish Landscape provides the finest compost and landscape products for flower and vegetable gardens. Start your season right with Replenish. Visit replenishcompost.com. Replenish, it's good stuff. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 79 today, mostly sunny skies and breezy out of the south. Tomorrow, 76, sunny skies. You work into Sunday, partly cloudy, cooler, 67. We'll bring in some showers, possibly going mostly cloudy with a 30% chance on Monday, high of 59. 57 mostly cloudy on Tuesday, Wednesday the same, 52. We bump it back to 56, partly cloudy by next Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 60 in Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll get one more look at the markets for you with Money News next.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away.
From director T.C. Christensen
comes Escape from Germany.
In theaters now.
Tickets at escapefromgermany.com.
Say goodbye to morning traffic.
Good morning. Baby, it's a brand new day.
And hello to Rome, Barcelona, and Santorini. When you sail Europe with Norwegian Cruise Line, you wake up to a new city nearly every day. And we make it easy to get there with free airfare for second guest. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
When it comes to your electrical system, do you know the warning signs to look for? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and it's okay if you don't know, but here are a few things that you might not even realize could be a sign of a bigger problem. Wall plates that are hot to the touch, discoloration around switches or outlets, if you hear crackling or popping or buzzing around switches or outlets, a breaker that trips a lot, switches that feel loose when you operate them, if your lights dim or flicker when a major appliance comes on, if your plugs fall out of the wall easily. You know, you're not supposed to have to bend the prongs out on a plug just to get it to stay in the wall. If you notice any of these things, you should consider having a licensed electrician check your system out. If you don't know anyone, Any Hour Services has put together a radio-only special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive electrical inspection and give you a full written report for only $29. But you have to mention this ad when you call. To schedule your comprehensive electrical inspection by a licensed electrician for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Tax day coming up next week, and turns out the average Americans pay $524,000 in taxes in their lifetime. I guess I should warn you before I throw things like that at you so you have time to plug your ears and do the la-la. Why would anybody want to know that? People in the northeastern part of the country pay more on average, so I guess this will make you feel better. The highest is in New Jersey at almost $1 million over their lifetime. Market struggling again today. The Dow is down just, it was over 400 a minute ago, but it's down 365 right now. They're saying shares of JP Morgan Chase and Intel leading that charge the wrong way. S&P off 56. That's a full percentage point. The NASDAQ is down this hour by 222 or 1.4%. Slowing between Bluffdale and Bangor exits. If you're on northbound I-15, just entering Salt Lake County from Utah County, we'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, guys, do you know your T-Level? Revive Men's Health here in Salt Lake City is helping you take that first step toward better health and enhanced intimacy with a free testosterone level test, exam, and consultation. Plus, for this month only, qualified patients can kickstart their treatment with a free supply of ED medication. Revive's customized ED treatments can provide immediate results, restore blood flow naturally, and even bring spontaneity back into your love life. With both in-person and telemedicine appointments available, plus free shipping directly to you, Revive takes the hassle out of treating low T and ED. Having an optimal testosterone level can change your whole life, and it starts with knowing your T level. Take that first step and book your free testosterone test, free exam, and free consultation, and kickstart your treatment with a free supply of ED medication this month only. Call Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivedMen'sHealth.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
KSL offers the best daily newsletter in the state. It's the three things you need to know. Every weekday, we deliver quality and relevant content to your inbox. No ads, no spam, just the three things you need to know to be informed about the world around you. Subscribe today. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com or text the word INBOX to 57500. That's INBOX to 57500.
KSL News Time 8:59. Traffic and weather together again, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy, we winding this thing down?
Yeah, we still have a little bit of slowing coming between Bluffdale and Bangor, and a little bit past that where there's a vehicle on the left shoulder that seemed to have had some impact on the drive through the area. Otherwise, it would have been all clear. And it is all clear from 12300 South all the way to Salt Lake City. No slowdowns on I-80 out of Tooele County either. Heather?
Our only issue up north in Weber and Davis County are the traffic lights not working at the intersection of 24th Street at I-15, but you do have police on the scene directing traffic. Eric?
I-15 rolling along at a normal pace in Utah County. It's 24-minute drive from Spanish Fork up to Point of the Mountain. Lagoon is looking for ride maintenance technicians. Lagoon offers excellent mechanical training programs with amazing career opportunities. Ride maintenance technician position is full-time and year-round. Details, visit lagoonpark.com/jobs. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
79 for a high today, 76 tomorrow. Going to be a beautiful day. I'll see Ute fans up at Rice-Eccles Stadium tomorrow for the Forever 22 spring game. Going to be fun, and the weather's going to be perfect. Right now, it's 60 downtown.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.